миллиона рода, рода, рода. Ха-ха!
На глазах зеленый пляшет ветер, на плечах холодным платьем вечер.
Вечная наша мода, таинственная природа, рода, 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 рода.
Гражданка, я прошу, не уезжай. Без тебя сгорим, утонем, сгинет урожай. Ждать не сможешь, проиграем мы войну. Гражданка, не бросай свою страну.
Шла гражданка по цветной гражданке, симпатично, как река, фонтан.
Eleven changes for Bournemouth. Alex Iwobi, the nephew of JJ Okocha, has just got this Emirates crowd onto their feet. There's a run inside the box, but the ball went out behind. There'll be another corner kick to Arsenal as they try and get back into this tie, trailing Sunderland by a goal to nil here. And I guess, John, as well, just to finish the point on the importance of the FA Cup. Of course, there are priorities elsewhere, in particular for Arsenal leading the Premier League at the moment, but as you say, in recent years, the likes of Chelsea, Manchester City, Arsenal have won the FA Cup. So either that's the quality of their squads, or maybe they do take it a bit more importantly than maybe in the last decade or so.
I think it's depth of squad, and they do take it more seriously, because obviously it's one of the three major trophies in this country, so I think you have to take it seriously. But I'm just looking at the game as it stands at the moment. You know, Arsenal, looking at the way they're playing at the moment, they really need to get between the lines. In the last couple of seconds, they've had a couple of attempts on goal. But you look at the goal in particular, and it's just criminal, really. I mean, Kashani gets caught on the ball, and on the edge of the 18-yard box, goal. You know, his captain on the day should know better, to be quite honest with you. You know, the ball should be dispatched. You can't play football all the time.
Well, the rain is falling in North London, and that means Arsene Wenger reaches for the jacket. He'll be zipping up very soon, we think, anyway. He normally has a little bit of problem with that. But Arsenal trailing by a goal to nil here against Sunderland at the Emirates. Let's just get some reaction from a couple of ties that have already been played in this FA Cup third round weekend. Liverpool narrowly avoided an FA Cup upset. They have come from 2-1 down to draw 2-2 against League Two Exeter from a fourth tier of English football, who have earned a replay at Anfield. It was a much changed Liverpool side, with boss Jurgen Klopp fielding primarily a team of youngsters.
Great ball in for the goal, and there is the goal! Tom Nicholls gets Exeter in front. Benteke gets a touch, goes down, not going to get the Sinclair with the finish. Corner for Exeter, right underneath the cross. It's in! The goal! It's gone straight in from Lee Holmes' left boot. Ojo on the left-hand side crosses in. Elesnik palmed it out. Liverpool
and level. It's always very special in Germany too, so I was not surprised that it's like this. Yeah, we had these two goals. First goal, first chance. Second goal, spectacle, miracle, whatever. We could have scored a third one, we didn't do it. So now we have another leg. I'm not happiest that we have to play again, but it's better than being out. So I don't know, maybe it's a big sensation that we have another game, and that's okay.
Corner kick to Sunderland here at the Emirates. 2-2 draw then for Exeter and Liverpool. A 1-1 draw earlier this Saturday for Aston Villa, bottom of the Premier League. They took the lead through Micah Richards against Wickham, who play in the fourth tier of English football. But a Joe Jacobsen penalty has earned Wickham a replay at Villa Park. As the ball comes in from the corner kick into the Arsenal penalty area. Real scramble at the moment. It goes behind, though, for a goal kick to Arsenal. Just a thought from you, John Lukic, on those two replays that we have got then. Aston Villa in trouble in the Premier League. Thought maybe Remy Gard, former Arsenal player, would get a first victory in charge of Villa. Not to be, though, today for him.
No, and I don't suppose that they'd be too upset if they went out of the competition, to be quite honest with you. He's got other fish to fry, but on the other hand...
He's got to get some momentum, though, maybe, to their survival hope.
Well, yes, he could do, but, I mean, when you look at the predicament that they're in, you know, I think the writing's probably on the wall. I think they're as good as down, aren't they, really? You know, if you were a betting man, I don't think you'd be betting on them, would you?
And for Liverpool, very much changed sides. The youngsters played. They were still at fault, so they could have got a good result at Exeter, but maybe they just haven't been exposed to those kind of conditions in the FA Cup.
Well, it's a learning curve for a lot of that team that played last night, and they found out what the lower levels are like and what you come up against. You know, it's not always pristine football pitches. You know, there's a bit of bit of mud knocking around and the atmosphere's not quite what they're used to, and all of a sudden it's do you fancy it on the night. I'm sure they all did, but you know, that's a leveller.
Yeah, absolutely.
As the rain that fell on Friday night is falling now in North London, as I mentioned, with Sunderland looking very bright in this match, John. Talk of all the changes, and maybe their focus, of course, for them is survival in the Premier League, but they're certainly taking the game to Arsenal.
Well, they have, and
as Lund again looks to get another shot away, blocked on this occasion, and Arsenal may just be able to come away now.
Yeah, it's interesting looking at first time they scored. They were quite happy for Arsenal to have the ball. Arsenal had a lot of the ball, then they scored the goal. They've opened slightly now, and they've been pressing Arsenal.
Yeah, and just maybe starting to open up a little bit more, maybe create an opportunity for Arsenal. Callum Chambers in the centre of their match panel today. One of those changes I mentioned finds Bellerin and Joel Campbell on the ball now for Arsenal as they look to build another attack. Slipping away to my left, though, to Panacek, who...
And it's now John Campbell, 1-1.
So, John Lukic, Arsenal with the equaliser. Joel Campbell's goal gets them back into this tie.
Yeah, he's took it very well. I mean, Theo's got in down the Arsenal left, and he's pulled it back across the penalty area there, and he's about 12 given to one.
15:33 GMT. Let's get the day's top stories now away from the FA Cup with Nick Marshall-McCormack.
Jordan Spieth leads by 4 strokes at the halfway stage of the Tournament of Champions in Hawaii, the world number 109 under par 64. Friday's second round for the Australian Open, 9 days away, Daria Gavaleva and Nick Kyrgios led Australia to victory over Ukraine in the Hopman Cup in Perth. His fourth win for the home nation at the mixed team event since 1999. Victoria Azarenka beat Angelique Kerber in the final of the Brisbane International. Roger Federer will play Milos Raonic in the men's final. And in the doubles final, Sonia Mirza and Martina Hingis won their 10th championship together. They've now won 26 matches in a row, the longest doubles winning streak in 22 years.
Live on the BBC World Service, this is Sports World.
Mentioned the African influence on the FA Cup today. The Ivorian Aruna Kone has broken the deadlock. He has scored for Everton. They lead against Dagenham and Redbridge. More to come from the FA Cup. Remember, you can go to our website now for all the latest sports stories. Listen and download some of the best bits of Sports World at bbcworldservice.com/sportsworld. It's the halfway point at the Dakar Rally at the moment, so we meet the current champion, Nasser Al-Attiyah, who's competing in it, but he's also going to be shooting for Olympic gold in Rio.
Sometimes you get boring from one sport, and I switch to shooting. And actually, you know, the whole sport also helped me to rally. I have a lot of concentration, you know, from shooting.
They're all being held by Championship opposition. Manchester City lead 2-0 at Norwich. Crystal Palace are 1-0 ahead at Southampton.
Watford lead Newcastle.
While Everton are 1-1 from Dagenham and Redbridge. The Premier League soccer club Aston Villa drew 1-1 at Wickham in the early kick-off. And only one league side left in the competition. Eastleigh Town apparently holding the Championship side Bolton 0-0. More action from the FA Cup after the news.
Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. German police have used water cannon to destroy.
Third round weekend, I'm watching the holders in the competition for the last 2 years. Arsenal, the authors at top of the Premier League against Sunderland. It's West Ham. Jamie Lodge with the opening goal for Sunderland. And Christopher Ferrand to Schoen, who shot inside the box, went past Petacek. He equalised. After good work by Theo Walcott, he picked out Joel Campbell, who was left alone inside the area, had a time to pick his spot and find the equaliser. That was the action of the first half. And my sponsor team alongside me is the former Arsenal goalkeeper, won the league title here with the club, John Lukic. And we're going to be taking you around all the other action in the FA Cup third round weekend as well. Underway here, though, in the second half, John, one apiece. Sunderland still putting some pressure on, though, Arsenal. It's interesting to see how these first opening few moments go for their faces.
Yeah, Arsenal have just had a free kick with Joel Campbell put into the box of the left foot while dealt with it quite admirably, to be quite honest with you. He seems to be gaining confidence as the game goes on. The game's yet to unfold in this second half, but as we see now, Sunderland are pressing a bit higher up the pitch there, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, maybe opportunities to come for them through Duncan Watmore, but he's dispossessed and Arsenal can come away the ball through
it's Oxlade-Chamberlain to Theo Walcott. Action from the third round of the FA Cup.
Let's pick out some of the stories that may develop over the next 45 minutes with John Bennett.
Yeah, a potential upset, Lee, involves Stoke. They made 9 changes today. They're being held 1-1 by Doncaster. Darren Ferguson is the manager of Doncaster, Sir Alex Ferguson's son. A potential big story, Watford 1, Newcastle 0. Newcastle fans desperate for a cup run. Steve McCarron under pressure if it stays like that. And some mini shocks to look out for. Third tier side beating second tier. Colchester 2, Chelsea 0. Peterborough 1, Preston 0. And Brentford 0, Walsall 1. Still waiting for that huge major upset though, Lee.
Yeah, I wonder whether it'll come between the non-league team, the only one left in the competition, Eastleigh, from the fifth tier of English football, taking on second tier Bolton Wanderers, of course, in the Premier League just recently, and now in big problems, big debt, some $250 million, and they're being held 0-0 at the moment. That's where we're going to start our commentary in the second half in just a moment or two. Eastleigh against Bolton Wanderers to see if that could develop into the big surprise. But we will take you where the goals and where the stories develop. Arsenal on the attack here at the Emirates Stadium. And now first a corner. Jordan Pinkman making his debut in goal for Sunderland tonight. With a bit of work to do, John Lukic. Arsenal putting some pressure on now.
Yeah, but I've got to say Sunderland defended mentally, which they did during the first half, and Arsenal got the work on that here to get another goal.
Let's just see if this could be the moment for Arsenal.
Not at the moment though, because that's headed away, and Sunderland, of course, put the ball behind though for another corner for Arsenal, this time played short. It's out to Bellerin. The ball is outside the box now, again headed away by Sunderland.
Just wait to see if this develops into anything for Arsenal before you take it in. Eastleigh against Bolton. The start of our coverage in the second half here. Sunderland again can clear that ball away. And Gabriel, one of the few
changes that Arsene Wenger made today, tidies things up just inside his own half to Laurent Koscielny, the captain of Arsenal. To Oxlade-Chamberlain now. Moves more centrally. A number of Sunderland players though around him. And he loses the possession to Jeremy Lons, who's looked very lively indeed for Sunderland. John Bennett, news of a couple of goals in the second half.
Finally, something to celebrate for Southampton fans. Southampton 1, Crystal Palace 1, the equaliser for Saints from Romeo, smashing in a rebound. And also Southampton 1, MK Dons 1.
You're up to date then with the FA Cup third round action. Where have all things developed?
Jonathan Ledger is also alongside me here at the Emirates.
We'll keep you in touch with what's happening here
as we take you to Eastleigh against Paul Sinclair. Neil Dennis.
In the history of the Premier League Cup, Paul Inman made with the own goal. He's still ahead 1-0.
That's a teasing ball in. I mean, you'd expect him to see what's still with it. I mean, in these conditions, it's really tough, but... Mohamed put the ball in, and it's not really pulls up the near post, he's coming across to feet, he stretches the leg out, he's merely, all he does is merely divert the ball past Amos in that goal and into the bottom corner with his left foot. And that's the difference between the two sides.
Just when we're saying that, this is their best period for them, they start the second half pretty well,
East did get their goal.
It was reason with the cross, and now they certainly do have a reason to celebrate.
52 places beneath
Bolton Wanderers in the
pyramid system are ahead by a goal to nil.
And now they have something to protect.
A foul come on 5 minutes into the second half. Eastleigh leading Bolton Wanderers.
As there's now been a goal at Portman Road.
Peter Slater.
And Ipswich has scored it. They really didn't play well at all in the first half. Luke Varney set this one up with a run down the right. The first shot came in from Brett Pittman. The goalkeeper saved it and it came back up. The Australia international, Sammy Carr, who put the ball in from 6 yards out. And Ipswich won, Portsmouth 0.
Peterborough United are leading Preston now by 2 goals to nil at London Road, also in the FA Cup. We do have the ability to be flexible.
We'll go wherever the story is, but on FA Cup third round day, in the 3 o'clock commentaries, this is where the story is
here at Silver Lake. And boy, are they celebrating in Hampshire as they lead by a goal to nil. Dumbarton 1, Queen of the South 1 is a latest score in the Scottish Cup. We have 8 commentaries on 5 Live Sport and 5 Live Sports Extra over the course of the weekend. And on Sports Extra at the moment, it's Frank
Doncaster Stoke City. The latest comes from Conor McNamara.
We play 10 minutes of the second half. Doncaster 1, Stoke City 1. There's been a stoppage for Doncaster's Harry Middleton. He's fine, but it all just adds to Stoke's frustration. They were in front of the game early on. Nathan Tyson has equalised for Doncaster, who are now playing some really good stuff. It's Doncaster and Stoke 1.
And there's a lot of some part here and there.
We have torrential rain here now on the...
Tablero Deportivo con José Luis Torres.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Muy buenas tardes. Décima primera jornada de Liga en Primera División. Enseguida estamos con el partido a punto de comenzar en la Fernando Torres, bueno, ha hablado, o mejor dicho, no ha dicho mucho, pero hay veces que los silencios dicen más que mil palabras. A pregunta de Radio... Es que hay cambios en el 11 de Luis Enrique, Málaga, Barcelona, Germán García, muy buena.
¿Qué tal, Toral, amigos oyentes de Tablero Deportivo? Buenas tardes desde la Bombonera, desde la Rosaleda, con un casi casi lleno, rozando los 30.000 espectadores. Acaba de comenzar el encuentro. El paso izquierdo, la indumentaria suplente con la señora, jugando a la derecha de la transmisión de Tablero Deportivo. El Barça hoy jugando con el siguiente equipo. Claudio Bravo está en la portería. Juega línea de cuatro atrás.
Ojo, cae la primera jugada dentro del área.
Con Luis Suárez se puede marcar, puede marcar el Barça. Gol, 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 gol. Al partido, cuando estábamos presentando, cuando se había cumplido solo un minuto, la jugada de Luis Suárez, banda derecha, se va hasta la línea de fondo, hace un centro, hay un error colectivo de la saga del Málaga con Angeleri que no puede taparle, centra y emboca de gol, prácticamente sobre la misma línea, a puerta vacía, marca el hispano marroquí, Munir El Sadadi, que está en racha, la Rosaleda, dos minutos cumplidos, primer tiempo, Málaga 0, Barça 1, marca Habibi, Munir El Sadadi.
El primer gol en la Rosaleda, el primer gol del Barça en Tablero Deportivo esta tarde.
pasó en Copa. El pasado miércoles con el Athletic Club presionando arriba. Con el Barça tocando desde atrás, ese capitán Andrés Iniesta va a dejar el balón a la banda izquierda. No ha podido controlar el marco. Se le escapa por la línea de banda. Va a ser servicio de banda extraordinario al equipo de Diego Pablo Simeone. Va a colocarlo ya en el rectángulo de juego.
Se va tocando la rodilla, aunque ahora cada vez menos, pero sí,
de momento sigue calentando a Xavi ahí en la banda. Ahí está calentando el motorovino, que fue el Xavi.
Al final pillaron a Charrúa en fuera de juego.
Aunque sabía lesionante, no era Godín.
Pero parecía, pero ya se ha sentado Savic,
parece que se va a recuperar.
Acaba de salvar un gol. Por cierto, que mal, al menos por la tele se distingue la camiseta de uno y otro.
Sobre todo porque el Atlético de Madrid por detrás está también roja y claro, se confunde un poco con el blaugrana del Barça.
En directo partido bien, con facilidad, ¿sí? Otra cosa es luego lo que se vea por la televisión, pero en directo de momento bien. Aunque sí que es verdad que la parte de atrás del Atlético va a ser todo rojo.
Fuera rayada,
las son blancas, las del Barça amarillas. Bueno, en directo no hay problemas, ¿eh?
En otras ocasiones el Atlético de Madrid en la ciudad había jugado de azul marino, pero en esta ocasión
jugaba con la indumentaria titular.
Aunque por televisión puede llevar alguna confusión sobre el terreno de juego, claro que no, ¿eh? Estamos en el minuto casi 14 y medio, llegando al cuarto de hora de partido. Va ganando el Atlético de Madrid desde el minuto 9. Marcó Coque, juega el Barça, manda el... Lo ha jugado el Augusto, ahí ha dejado para capitán Gavi, este para el de Crevillente, ahí está el lateral Juanfran, otra vez apoya en su capitán, es Gavi que lo va a mandar a la banda izquierda, a la banda derecha del ataque del Atlético de Madrid, todavía en su propio terreno, es Carrasco, la jugada por banda derecha, devuelve ese balón Gavi, largo para que corriera por esa banda, no va a llegar a ese balón, había llegado antes Jordi Alba, fíjate que presiona ahora del Atlético de Madrid para no dejar sacar ese balón de área con Luna, Piqué raseando para Rakitic, impulsa arriba la divisoria, Messi que deja pasar este balón ante Godín, lo ha recuperado Luis Suárez, juega al tridente, banda izquierda para Neymar, ahí está Neymar en la frontal del área, hace el tiro. Buscando a Dani Alves, a ver qué hace Alves, se frena, prefiere dejar a la derecha por el centro, buscando de nuevo a Sergio Busquets.
De momento cojeando,
Paco se ha frenado en seco mientras sigue esta jugada del Barça. Es Leo Messi que está buscando espera la subida de Jordi Alba, línea de fondo, va a centrar, era muy difícil. Entró de todos modos, golpeó en Juanfran y se va a córner.
El primero del partido para el Barça. El Atlético, recordemos, lanzó dos consecutivos. Vamos a ver quién. Va.
¿No? Y fíjate, si es en donde le pisaron el otro día,
justo la izquierda,
la punta, sí. Ahí está Messi, Messi. El balón de la espalda de Godín, va a sacarlo el Atlético de Madrid. Dentro del área, justo le han quitado su balón entre Godín y Felipe Luis. Balón que le cae a Coque. Fuera del área, el meta Claudio Bravo como si fuera un central.
Lo he dicho en alguna ocasión, creo que el fichaje de este Atlético de Madrid se llama Godín.
Joder, que vaya partido está haciendo y eso que tiene problemas.
Seguro, lo de la rodilla no lo había visto.
Pues recordemos que el pasado miércoles recibió un pisotón de... ha obligado estos días a entrenar con un vendaje en el pie. Que estaba para jugar. Y de hecho, ahí está jugando como titular. Ojo que hay movimiento en el banquillo del Barça también, ¿eh?
¿Con Sabina por quién?
Bueno, claro.
Algo como de Godín. Y al final... ya los dos a calentar... poquito a poquito, yo creo que se va probando, va haciendo un poquito de carrera continua ahí en la banda mientras no está el balón justamente por allí, porque aparte un pie se tocaba con el pie.
Está calentando Arda Turán y Munir. Vamos a ver cómo evoluciona en los próximos minutos Neymar. Mientras sigue el juego por banda derecha, era Rakitic. Coque, pero el último en tocar fue el croata, el árbitro, y por lo tanto va a ser saque de banda para el Atlético de Madrid. En el minuto ya 18 de juego del primer tiempo. Sigue ganando el Atlético. Barça 0, Atlético de Madrid 1. Sacará de banda Felipe Coque. Buscaba la cabeza de Coque. Ha recuperado Dani Alves. Lo vuelve a perder el Barça. Se le lleva Carrasco. Ahí está el belga haciendo jugada por el perfil izquierdo. Espera Coque. Coque que se quedan otra vez con el jugador hispano-belga. Jugando por esa banda izquierda.
Doble ruleta creo que intentaba, ¿eh? La primera ha podido la...
segunda no.
La segunda se ha encontrado una roca que era más será, ¿no?
Ya era demasiado, sí.
Y en el Atlético de Madrid, Juan Fran Jiménez, Augusto y Camilo, los cuatro están a partido.
Esto condiciona, ¿eh? Un poquito del partido para el Atlético de Madrid.
No condiciona nada.
Hombre, una amarilla.
Bueno, pero no, no, sí, no quiere decir los que están a partido.
No, 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 no.
De casi en medio del campo.
Yo creo que es media amarilla de la de Filito de antes, mira,
claro,
lo que te digo.
Claro, que pierdas una patada en el gemelo.
A ver que la quiere sacar el Atlético de Madrid, viene a robar perfecto Sergio Busquets, aunque es marítimo desde atrás, que viene, se impulsa arriba, corta Mascherano para el Barça, balón que le cae a Leo Messi, lo va a mover para Dani Alves, buscando para centro Rakitic, se bien seguido Rakitic.
Hombre, clarísimo.
Iba Rakitic, se iba de los dos, iba de esta portería, lo ha tenido que frenar.
Más necesaria, ¿eh?
Se iba Rakitic.
Se deja muchísimo, Gabi.
¿Qué movimiento ha hecho Rakitic? ¿Cómo se ha ido?
Muy buena la maniobra del croata.
Sí, sí. Y clarísimamente lo ha tenido que zancalillar.
Se quejará lo que queda, pero creo que no.
El disparo sobre la marcha de Luis Suárez. ¡Le respira! Zapata como siempre, central Diego Godín, lo quiere robar de la derecha. Ojo que se ha puesto las pilas el Barça, está metiendo cuatro al Atlético de Madrid. Es Dani Alves, la central Alves, lo sacó Jiménez, el otro central de cabeza, porque por detrás entraba en el Barça, este gran remate.
Sí, pero como decía Germán, el partido de los últimos 10 minutos ha cambiado. El Barça lleva ya todo el peso del partido. Aunque sí consiente que hace 5 minutos el Atlético tampoco se ha encontrado incómodo, dejándole todo el campo y todo.
Empata el número uno, empata la curva cósmica.